Now, this could be the start of something new. It feels so right to be here with you. Oh. And now, looking in your eyes, I feel in my heart the start of something new. Now, not only are those the formidable words of Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens in the 2006 film High School Musical, lyrics that I might add have gone down in history, it's also the start, the name of a new compilation put together by the Morris Street Network. And I have Fee on the line with me right now. Good morning, Fee.
Kia ora, how you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. A little bit cold and it's wet. I'm down in Dunedin and, you know, getting used to the cold.
Oh, well, yeah, I hate to break it to you. Dunedin's wet, like, a lot.
Yeah, I didn't realize that too, but that's okay.
Yeah, hey, it's all right, it's all right. Hey, now, how are you? Because I'm sitting here looking at the start of something new, this compilation. And it's massive. It's huge.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of random folk on it, which is cool. I guess it's just a big bunch of friends and people that, some of which I met overseas when I was traveling in the past year, but they all sort of had hookups with the DIY community and like somehow tied into people who knew people who were friends with people in the Aotearoa music scene or whatever. And yeah, and then we sort of tied together folk who were friends with yeah, just music people who wanted to do something cool and DIY that was like chill and low effort and like didn't matter if it was silly demos or whatever. I did actually tell everybody that if anyone wanted to do like a High School Musical cover, I would love to have it on, and no one did. So
really?
I kind of wish I recorded you just saying your intro there, because even just a little poetic beginning like that would have been beautiful.
I know. Oh, sorry, I should have warned you about that, but it just came to me. It should be mentioned, this is a very special compilation because all the proceeds are going to the Mental Health Foundation, correct? So, well, was that kind of where this started, I assume, is...
yeah, so basically over the past, like, couple of years, me and some friends from PAMI have been kind of doing charity kind of communal things every year, usually around Christmas time. This was just a very delayed one. But yeah, we did this like LMNOP banjo covers EP for mental health after some people sort of after we lost some friends in the community. And then the next year basically the same thing happened. It was like, well, a lot of these mental health issues haven't really been fixed, and so we did another charity thing, and the next time that was called what was it called? The Start of Something. Oh, no. called Stop, Keep, My, Delete. That's right. And that's on Morris Street Network, too. It's also like 30-something acts from around the... I think that's all Aotearoa. And then, yeah, same deal this year. It's like there's still all these challenges people are facing. And sadly, like, the music community has lost more people from mental health. And so I think it's important to come up with good ways to, like, rally people together, have a sort of sense of community, showcase like stupid stuff to like let everyone know, you know, no matter how edgy you look in your like band videos, like everyone's all friends and like on the cool cop upper and like likes putting out dumb stuff and having fun together and like not all about, you know, egos and silly stuff. So yeah, so this is sort of a continuation of that theme, and I thought the start of something new sounded like a cute way to be like, yeah, try something new and be silly and do what you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And you raise a good point there, you know, and it's interesting, it's actually, you know, it's disappointing we have to raise money for these things, but that is just reality of it. And, yeah, I mean, you don't even need to start listening to realise there's like, a bit of fun in this compilation. I mean, my eyes immediately jumped to Dr. Mantis Toboggan, which I don't know if everyone gets that reference, but it's funny to those who do. So how does, from your point perspective, how does this work? Like what is your admin job? Do you must just be like pushing people for deadlines, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I ended up just hustling friends a lot, which actually is not the funnest part of it. Like, I think in the last, because there was like a good 10 or so that didn't actually make it, and I had to like spam all of them the same message.
Oh,
like,
no.
Hey, sorry, I'm once again asking, like, you want to send it through? But that's fine. It's kind of fun to just like sort of within the bounds of being encouraging, like push your friends a little bit to help contribute to stuff. And usually everyone's excited too. And if they don't put things in deadlines, then that's fine because it's a part of the sort of chill spirit of the whole sort of thing. But
yeah.
I also did kind of master like all of the tracks.
Oh,
even
wow.
if they're already mastered, at least set the levels for them.
Yeah,
so that was probably
right.
the biggest mish. Like I spent the week before it came out just sitting in a den like listening to track after track after track after track.
Yeah, oh my god. I mean, to our listeners out there, just to clarify, there is 47 tracks on this, so it's not
wow.
small.
Yeah.
Now, when I first originally met you, this was pre-you traveling. It was quite established then, you were going traveling, it was all very
right.
exciting and all that. How was it? Was it a great time? Was it amazing?
Yeah. Cool, yeah. I was overseas for like 9 months.
Wow.
Did a lot of Eastern Europe, really enjoyed that. And then kind of got a little bit bored of being a European tourist, so I started playing some shows in London with like a new project, and then in Japan and Korea and Aussie. And that was fun, doing like a big world tour that was real like low-key, no real marketing, more just like hitting people up and going and meeting people in person.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And it's paid off. I mean, obviously, you made a few quite good connections there. hey, and now I guess the important question is, of course, if people want to listen to this compilation, purchase any of the tracks from it, or just buy the whole album, which they should, mm-hmm. where can they do that?
Yeah, so the Bandcamp is Morris Street Network. It's MSNA, Aotearoa. And yeah, there's a whole bunch of random DIY stuff on there that's like sort of Palmy affiliated but also DIY scene around the country, and all with sort of diverse representation with queer people and indigenous people and migrants on just about every release. And yeah, we also made some hats that are really silly. They're kind of like a dad going on a school camping trip with their kids, like wide brim, terrible blue, with like a nice positive High School Musical picture of a few of the people on the compilation jumping.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So if anyone wants one of them, they're a pretty trashy little hat for $30 or something like that.
Oh, my God, I do kind of want one of those.
Great. Well, we can send you one, yeah.
Yay, thank you. hey, Fee, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Well, it's
been absolutely fantastic to talk to you and to talk about this. And, you know, it's so important, and really you can never kind of say that enough, to be honest. So thank you so much. It's been an absolute delight to talk to you this morning. Relax, have a drink, do something today to celebrate. You absolutely deserve it. So thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, thanks Liam.
And that is the lovely Fee of the Morris Street Network talking about this new compilation, The Start of Something New. All proceeds are going to the Mental Health Foundation. Again, like I said, there's 47 tracks on here. There's going to be something for you.